Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome into Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you on a Trillville Thursday. Thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it as always. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, dog, it's almost here the weekend as it is Thursday here on the midday show. And I just realized this is our last day in studio for a while.
That's right.
Because tomorrow we're going to be in Twin Peaks of Kennesaw. Make sure you come hang out with us. And then we'll be at the golf tournament
on Monday.
Eagle Watch Golf Club.
Yeah.
Drinking the transfusions without the fusion.
That's right.
Yeah, dog. So he's having a good old time. Good old time. 10-2 all the way there, baby.
And back.
Yeah, 10-2 when you get across that line.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know.
I drive that like that all
yes,
the time.
Yes, I know, Andy. I know.
I'm a big 10-2 guy.
I know. I just talk about myself. Just put myself out there, man. But yeah, man, it is a good Thursday as we get ready for. I saw Joe Patrick was here, so is he going to stay for the show or?
No, he's. He's got to head up to.
He's got that venture to Flowery.
The venture
to Flowery.
Got to head up to the morgue.
Yeah, I don't say it like that.
He's got to head up to the the high morale locker room to everybody who's excited about.
Yeah, man. I mean, you only get 17 of them, so yes, you're excited to get ready and everything like that. I mean, you can't have a low morale locker room, Andy. You can't do that. No.
There's never been one?
I didn't say that. Oh. I said you can't.
It helps nobody.
It helps nobody.
Sure.
It does not.
Yeah.
Believe me. I've been in there. I've been in a mopey 1-13 locker room.
Sure.
It freaking sucks.
It does, dude.
And the only solace you get is game day.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, it goes back to the same routine. It's like, oh, God. And so, you know, it's pretty bleak. You know, we got the news already about the quarterback, and you know, Kirk Cousins obviously going to be the starting quarterback this weekend in New Orleans. Don't have Drake London, so I mean, I think Bergeron. He's trying to play, so your O-line might be whole again. Well, you know, obviously,
right.
But I mean, to say that they've given up and all that stuff, I don't believe that because I think whenever you look at the situation where. It's always in the back of your mind as a player that, hey, we can go to run. We can do this. We can do that. And when you say to yourself, we're not mathematically eliminated, that gives you some kind of hope as a player. But also, it's fun to play football. It really is. It's fun to play football on Sundays. But the worst part of it is when you're losing is the preparation to get ready because then you start seeing guys come in later. You know, the 6 o'clock group, they start coming in at 6:30. And then at 7 o'clock, and then you're getting there right before the, you know, and all those different things. You just don't want that to creep into the locker room.
Yeah, look, I don't know that life the way that you do for sure, but, like, I hope that that doesn't happen.
No.
I don't know that we'll know that it does. If they lose on Sunday, it's not because they're sad.
Right.
It's because they're not very good. The same reason why they've lost 5 in a row. It's not because... You know, I think the morale was probably pretty good after the Bills game, right?
Yeah.
We only talk about morale when teams aren't good,
yes.
Right? Like this is and this unfortunately is a common Andy and Randy December Falcons conversation. Is well, the locker room's still in it. Great, I'm happy about that. The team isn't, unfortunately. Now, mathematically, they are, and it would be really cool, and would be a hell of a story if Kirk Cousins and this group could somehow rally and go on a run, and that would be awesome.
And
I hope that they do that.
Yeah.
But if they don't, I don't think it's going to be because anybody's quitting or whatever.
No.
I think it's just going to be because they already weren't very good, which is why they're 3-7.
Correct.
And now their starting quarterback isn't available anymore, and their number one wide receiver, and there's injuries across the board. They're playing their sixth corner last week. And it kind of, you know, like attrition. attrition on a team that already wasn't good is going to be less good.
What do I talk about? Next man up? Well, when the next man is the next man to the next man to the next man to the next man.
Yeah, and the first man was on a team that lost a bunch.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's
not going to be an improvement.
I'm not trying to say that anything is over because it isn't, because there's seven games left and mathematically they're alive and all that. And the Saints aren't good either.
No, they're
not. Hopefully they should be able to beat the Saints on Sunday. Yeah. But
and it's your rival it's and just, all that other stuff,
it's
too,
just
man.
A real, you know, I mean, it's all a bummer. The fact that the Penix has to get surgery and he's going to be out for however long
and
he's
so,
out.
And so,
the fact that we have to talk about whether or not they have high morale or not it sucks.
Those are things that creep in sometimes because you're running out of stuff to talk about.
Sure.
I also think we
got to hope that that doesn't happen. It's also possible that you do see that too. You know what I mean? Like you said, you've been there, and teams do sometimes let the losing kind of get to them.
Yeah, especially when you have expectations and everything like that. And I think, you know, when you look at this football team, like, they got some talent players, but are they a talented football team?
No.
It's a big difference between that. And, you know, and when you're in a situation where, you know, you have really good players, and then, you know, because your good players are the reason you win. The other guys help you win, but your great good players are the reason why you win. And so when you're not getting that contribution from the guys who are supposed to help you win and not go win games for you, but then when you have the most important player on the team is not helping you win games as much either. And so, I mean, you're just in a situation as a team and as an organization, and we talked about it a little bit earlier this week, is like the whole revamping of everything. And is this a – because your talent is still young, you know – is it a situation where you just break it all down and build around your young studs? Well, no matter who your young studs are, if you got a damn quarterback, rebuild, no matter what it is.
And that's the thing, because I do think just if you're taking the – take it for 5 years, right? Because that's how long Terry Fontenot's been the general manager. I think there's been plenty of good moves.
Yeah.
I think that they're – like you said, there's talented players on the roster. But they've gotten the quarterback wrong at every turn, unfortunately. And some – has been their fault. Some has been bad luck. I mean, I think the situation right now is bad luck. They're also 3-7 with Michael Penix playing quarterback, right? Like that's the part of it that I don't want to, you know, let's not lose sight of any of that, because, you know, there's been some of the conversation of, hey, does this injury to Penix somehow help them longevity-wise, like front office and coaching staff and stuff, that they said that the season, no, man, they lost five games in a row. I guess he was hurt for one of them.
Uh-huh.
But, like, they were 3-7 with Michael Penix at quarterback. Penix getting hurt didn't derail the season. The season derailed before that, right?
Yes.
Like, so that's not a get-out-of-jail-free card for them. But that's why we're here, is because they've you know, we don't have to go back through the blow-by-blow with how they've blanked up the quarterback situation, but that's what they've done.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been colossal.
That's the one position. That's the one
it's
position.
Been colossal.
That's the one position you can't get wrong.
Yeah, and they've gotten it wrong every single time.
That's the one position you can't get
wrong. And one time they
got
it wrong twice in the same offseason.
Same damn offseason. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That is the one position.
That's a little bit unfair just because the Penix, like, his career's not over, right? Like, he's out for the rest of the year. Hopefully he's back next year, and hopefully he's the quarterback of the future for the Atlanta Falcons. But we're also saying hopefully with that, right? All the other ones they've gotten completely wrong. So that's why we're here, and that's why this conversation is what's happening, and that's why so many people are looking past these seven games and thinking about big picture what's next for this franchise,
because
that's the question.
Yeah, because I mean, you gotta there's no clear picture going into 2026 with this team.
Yeah.
None whatsoever.
Because
you just don't know.
You don't know anything.
Anything.
About
you don't know
the leadership.
Gonna be here,
yeah. Exactly.
All those different things. There's no definite about anything that's going into it. So, I mean, the focus has to be, and I'm speaking as the former player myself, as what we got in front of us. You know, you can't do anything about that right now. All you can control is what you do in New Orleans.
Yeah.
And, you know, and Rod has to have his team ready to play.
And I don't doubt that they will be.
And that's the thing about it is that
I don't think they've been ready to play.
Exactly.
Yeah,
they have been unwilling to finish.
Yeah.
You know, and so.
Unprepared to finish.
Yeah, unprepared to finish.
But we said this last week. Like, I understand the natural inclination of Falcons fans to stop paying attention to the now because the now is no fun and start thinking about the future because who knows, maybe the future could be better. We said that, it's on the players to get people back to now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they didn't do that.
They didn't do that at
but
all.
What happened last week made people just want to look more to the future.
Yes.
And then the quarterback's getting surgery. So like that you know, doubles down on that as well. So yeah, look, of course. I mean, I don't doubt that they'll be ready to go, and Kirk's a veteran quarterback and all that, but you know, that's
the thing about it is he has continuity with the receivers. They were all scout team.
It's true.
So they have a rhythm and they have chemistry. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm just trying to find something. They got some kind of chemistry in the past game.
Him and Mooney had a good relationship.
And, you know, him and
maybe that's what Mooney needs.
That could be it. Because, I mean, he was having his best year with them.
Yep.
And so, I mean, you try to find out, they're going to have to run the hell out of football this game. They're going to have to block.
I would have thought that's what they would have been doing.
Well,
you know?
We
feel like they should be handing it to
that's
seven.
That's one of those things where I got to stay in the now, Andy. Yeah. Got to stay in the now.
Give it to seven.
Yeah, got to stay in the now right now. And they need 7-25, just need to just turn around, hand it to Kurt, 17 passes.
Sure.
17 passes.
That'd be great.
Yeah, 17 passes.
You think he can handle that?
Who, Kurt?
Yeah.
I hope so.
He's got that in the
17,
shoulder.
17 passes.
They asked him how he felt health-wise yesterday. Do you hear what he said?
No.
I do feel good. I would never tell you I wasn't, though, until the season's over.
Yeah, we know that.
Chuckle, Kurt. Chuckle. Yeah, he said that yesterday.
No, he did.
To people. Yeah, he did. That's not me joking. That was him joking.
Okay.
Yeah. This feels like bad timing, doesn't it?
Yeah. Like, you already have that corny dad sense of humor in the first place.
Yeah.
And to say that right now with this team after what you did.
Yeah. It just doesn't seem like the right moment
for the
joke.
Yeah, dog.
And also, everyone still hates you because you did that last
year.
So, like, you actually did lie.
Some self-awareness.
Yeah, it was a real lack of self-awareness, I thought. Now, again, that doesn't raise to the level of, you know, outrage or anything for me. I don't know. I wish the Kirk Cousins thing would have gone better than it did, obviously, for the sake of the team and all the Falcons fans. I'm not, like, super surprised it went the way that it has, just because he's an older guy coming off of a surgery. And even, like, the ceiling, Kirk Cousins was never that great.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's been pretty bad. It's he's not a popular man amongst Falcons fans. And then to make a joke like that the day after we find out that the starting quarterback has to have season-ending surgery. And you literally did lie last year about your injury status. So
somebody needs to kick him in the nuts.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool stuff to be joking about.
Yeah, somebody needs to kick him in the nuts. I'm talking about just a wind-up, like a double-jointed guy who could leg and go all around.
Uh-huh.
Just kick him right in the nuts.
Yeah.
That's the dumbest thing I ever heard. Why would you do that?
I don't know. I don't know why you would do that.
That's why, that's kind of irritating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Kind of irritating. Yep. But you better play well.
Yeah, exactly, man. Like, you can't. We always say this. I think you can win your way out of anything.
Yeah.
But I don't know how much winning he would have to do right now to get people back.
You got
to
win them all.
Yeah, they would have to go 7-0.
Yeah, you got to win them all. Yeah.
Boy, people hate him.
God, what a. Oh, I almost.
No, really, though. Like, that's such a. Yeah.
Yep. That is that kind of movie. Like, this Saturday, noon at 2, join Ali Mack at Kia Mall of.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Georgia, she was ready for the big game on Sunday when the Ultimate Tailgate Kit, a 50-inch 4K smart TV with a rolling stand and other prizes, including tickets. That's this Saturday, noon at 2, Kia Mall of Georgia with Ali Mack.
We'll come back and tell you what's trending here on a Trillville Thursday. First hour of the show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.